they're just easier to see when it's colder. Like street food and their puffy steam. Couples in the street cuddle closer than ever. And stars, they shine clearer and brighter in the winter. Okay, well, in all honesty, I don't remember the last time I looked up at the stars, but apparently, stars really do shine brighter and sharper in the winter months, because that is when they are facing the part of our galaxy with fewer but bigger stars compared to other seasons. According to astronomers, although mostly out of our sight, there are approximately 200 billion trillion stars in the universe. Now that might make you think, out of 200 billion trillion, that's all we can see? But when you think about it, that makes the ones that we can see all that more special. They are literally rarer than one in a million. Likewise, you might even say that out of the 7.9 or so billion people in the world, the people we've met, the people we know, and the people we are sharing this moment together with are just as special as the stars up in our sky. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day.
찬 바람이 조금씩 불어오면은 밤하늘이 반짝이더라.
Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was 적재 with his song 별 보러 가자, or Let's Go See the Stars. Now, I have been seeing the moon in the daytime, probably noticed posts about it, before and after radio sometimes, but stars? Yeah, I don't think I really looked for them recently. You know, they're actually not very easy to spot, especially in megacities like Seoul, where sometimes nighttime is just as bright as the daytime, all the light pollution, as it were. But maybe I don't know, I feel inspired. I'll look for some stars tonight, since now I know that they are much easier to spot in the wintertime. I remember one of our listeners mentioning in a message last week that stars are supposed to be easier to see in the winter, but it hasn't been easy in Seoul because of all of this fine dust of late. Fortunately, looks like we have some clear, crisp, and clean conditions today. And how about you? When was the last time you looked up at the stars? Did you notice that they are bigger and brighter in the winter as well? And if so, do you know any constellations, any favorites? Well, today's One Fine Day has been pre-recorded. I can't read out your messages on the air in real time, but I do hope you will share your thoughts as well as your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything going on in your mind. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. You can use the chat board on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. In part two of the show, I'll be joined by singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo for our Friday segment, Wow, also known as Word of the Week. Stick around to find out what fun keyword Hyung-woo and I will be discussing today. I do hope you stay tuned, because today's keyword is extra fun. All right, moving along to our next special song break. Here is Twice with Feel Special. We just heard Feel Special by Twice. And keeping up with this special theme, let's listen to a couple more songs about something special. First up, we will listen to 반짝 빛을 내 Highlight is the English title. It's by Yoonha. In here, this special thing that suddenly shines bright when least expected are memories that remained within the protagonist, which she still cherishes. And after that, we will listen to Urban Zacapa with their song, 이 밤이 특별해진 건, You're the Reason. Now, when you put these two titles together, the Korean title and English title put together completes a sentence. The sentence being, You're the reason that makes this night special. And that really says it all, doesn't it? They are saying that the night is special not because of the countless stars in the sky, not because of the conversations, but you. You are the reason. All right, let's listen. First up, Yoonha with 반짝 비추네, Highlight. And then it's Urban Zacapa with 이 밤이 특별해진 건, You're the reason. We just heard Urban Zacapa with their song 이 밤이 특별해진 건, You're the Reason. Before that, Yoonha with 반짝 비추네, Highlight. Alright, a quick reminder for everybody. Send your messages on Kong, comment on our SNS posts, write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or if you're in Korea, you could even send me a text to #8150, and you will be automatically entered into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show, so if you've sent me any feedback, don't forget to check the notice section on our webpage. If you see your screen name or part of your phone number on the winner's list, send us your shipping info via email so that we can send you your prize as soon as possible. Next up, here is a song by Kim Jae-hwan. It's 겨울 동화, Winter Fairy Tale. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Reruns of One Fine Day are aired multiple times throughout the day. You can catch them on our website or via our mobile apps like Kong and KBS World Radio On Air. Our broadcast timetable is also available on the website and on the apps. Take a look if you can. Past episodes are also available for streaming in the Listen Again menu on the website, and we're available as podcasts. So really, you can listen to us whenever you'd like, wherever you are. All you have to do is look us up wherever you get your podcasts. Please remember that for the podcasts, though, we don't play the songs on the show again. It's, of course, due to copyright reasons. All right, I'll be back with today's Parallel Universe, but after one more song break. First up, here's Younghoon with 위로, Consolation. And then we will listen to 시와 and 처음 만든 사랑 노래, The First Love Song. Not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe. And today, guess what? We're gonna listen to two songs about stars. First up, we'll listen to 별 by 정승환. 정승환 made his debut through an audition program and has since been touted as the so-called next generation balladeer, you know, taking the baton from the likes of Park Hyo-shin and Song Si-kyung and on, Yes. His song, 별 or star or dear, was released as a single just about a month ago. Now, it means star, 별, of course, in, you know, Korean title is literally translated that way, but the official English title given to the song is dear, D-A-E-R. Chung Seung-hwan wrote the lyrics himself. He has said that it's about what he wants to tell the person he loves and also what he wants to hear from them. And the song starts out like this. I'll always be here, even if I'm not seen, even if I'm forgotten, it's okay. When suddenly you fear the coming of tomorrow, when your long night becomes deeper, I'll be with you to share the pain. So please stay there so that I could look at you. Very, very beautiful. Very still. The still kind of love, like a silently twinkling star. As for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to Star by American singer-songwriter Bozzy. Since his debut in 2016, he's been making a name for himself for his 90s-tinged R&B signature sound. He is also no stranger to the K-pop scene, having written songs for artists like 소녀시대 and EXO, to name just a few. His song Star was a part of his 2018 debut studio album entitled Cosmic. Despite the album's title, the song is not about the stars in the sky, but rather, it's about a girl who's so beautiful that she could be a movie star. There's the plot twist. All right, here are some of the lyrics of this beautiful serenade. I see it in your eyes, passion you can't deny. Girl, we can live that life. I see it all. You could be bigger than your fantasies, standing right next to me. I see it all now. You're a star. All right, let's listen to these two love songs using the word star in two different ways. First up is 별, Dear by Chung Seung-hwan, and then Star by Bozzy. That was Bozzy with Star, and before that, Chung Seung-hwan singing 별, or Dear. Those were the parallel universe songs of the day. All right, coming up in part two of our show, I will be joined by singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo for our Friday segment, Word of the Week, where we pick a fun theme or keyword to discuss and listen to some songs about. Let me wrap up part one of the show first. Here's a song by Gray. It's called Stay the Night, featuring DeVita. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. Now, pretty soon, singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo is going to join me here in the studio. We are going to get started on this week's Word of the Week, so definitely stay tuned. But first, a quick song break to give Hyung-woo a chance to get settled in here. Here is Im Ju-yeon with her rendition of 환생, Rebirth. 다시 태어난 것 같아요 내 모든 게 다 달라졌어요 Sometimes all it takes is a single word to remind us of a memory we didn't even know we had, to take us on a long journey on a random train of thought, to make us paint an elaborate picture in our heads, or to bring to our minds some wonderful songs. It is time for Word of the Week. Welcome to word of the week. Every Friday, we take a single keyword or theme, and we let it bring back to our minds some songs that we haven't heard in a while. Or it actually helps us explore some new ones or just talk about the ones that naturally fit the theme, which will be the case for today. And joining me in the studio is OFD's Man of Friday. It is singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo.
Hello.
Hello, Hyung-woo. Welcome back. Nina. How are you doing this week?
Can't be better.
Yeah?
Yeah, feeling really, really good. Mm-hmm. Well rested.
Good. Sounds good.
Yeah,
well rested.
Although the weather's like
it's back
freezing.
And forth. It's back and forth. Yeah, it got super
so cold.
It did get super, super cold. But, you know, our listeners, we were discussing this all week.
Yes.
What would you rather have, bad air or very cold weather? Clean air, cold weather, bad air, warm weather? Because that's really what's been going on, right?
Yes,
last weekend, it was gross.
Yes.
The air quality.
The air quality.
It was warm, but it was gross.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one day we had the snow and then bam, -6 degrees. But then
freezing,
it's beautiful outside.
The air was like really, really clean.
Yeah,
I
air
would
was clean.
Prefer.
Yeah.
Like clean air, maybe.
A lot of our listeners prefer.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. We'll just bundle up and we'll be cold, but give us clean air.
Yeah. Because it feels more natural.
Yes.
Even though, you know.
It's true. It's true.
Freezing.
And you can always, one of my friends, we always had a big debate about hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they sweat a lot, and so they can't stand hot weather.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they always argue, in cold weather, you can always wear more clothes.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
you can
true.
Always bundle up more. Uh-huh, you can add another layer. You can put on a blanket. You can, you know, sit in front of a heater.
Uh-huh.
But when it's super, super hot,
you can't take off anymore.
You can't take off any more clothes. And there's just
because
only
are,
so much you can do. And you're just
beings.
Always hot. You're just always hot, you know? And so,
very true.
So they were arguing that being too hot is worse than being too cold. And I do have to say there was some logic there. But in any case, I hope we are all staying warm today.
Yes.
You know, we're warm and cozy here in the studio. Or I hope our listeners are warm and cozy wherever they are. As we introduce today's word of the week.
Today's word of the week is, of course, 새 앨범. New album.
That's so
so this is a festival week for OFD.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, we were both talking about it, but just by coincidence, you had been working on a new EP for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I told my listeners I was working on one for a while, but it happened to be released this week. Just like 2 days apart from each other.
So your album was released on Wednesday.
So it's only been a couple days and yours came out on Monday.
It was
I sat down and had some coffee, I think, on Tuesday afternoon to listen to
you.
And
thank you very much.
You know, it's like, hey, why not do some shameless plugging? I mean, we're all family here, OFD family.
Yes.
We came out with new music.
Oh, yes.
Why not just, you know, do Word of the Week about our new songs?
Yes,
I think that our listeners will
good.
Be okay with that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just a celebration within ourselves.
Yeah, it is. Like you said,
family.
It's a festival kind of atmosphere.
Yes, yes.
But let's start with yours. Now, yours, I noticed on your social media, had a very interesting concept and title.
Yes, the album is called Made from Home.
Made from Home.
Yeah, and the basic concept of the album is that everything, basically everything from composing to lyric arrangement to recording, even mixing, mastering, and album cover.
Even mixing and mastering?
Was done all by myself
in
at
your
home.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, this
is possible? What made you come up with this concept?
Oh, because of this, you know, pandemic situation. Everybody,
That's
you
true.
Know,
it's
so
all
many
about
people
staying
are
at home.
Yeah, staying at home.
Yeah.
And they are, some of them are working at home.
Right.
So I was thinking that maybe this is the right time to make an album at home.
It's sort of like a work from home concept
album. Yes, exactly.
You can say that this is only something that really made sense in the context of the ongoing pandemic, probably also inspired by the pandemic,
yes,
our situation.
Yeah, just trying to make some kind of good thing mm-hmm. within this difficult time.
Yeah,
you know,
I see.
This is something that I could do. Yeah. Maybe stay safe. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know,
encourage
other people.
Sending
to
a really good message about
like
how we can be responsible mm-hmm. and do our part to try and help the pandemic get better.
Yes.
And yet still do wonderful things.
Oh,
make
yeah.
beautiful music
yeah.
and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's what I intended. It was really, really difficult.
Yeah, I can imagine. I had so many questions. When I saw Made from Home, first
yes.
of all, really wonderful title.
Oh, thank you.
Did you take all those pictures yourself?
Yeah, that's my home. The album cover is my home.
And you just took it's beautiful.
Yeah,
the lighting
the
was really gorgeous.
And everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very DIY.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very unusual concept, even also because I know that you have a 작업실.
Yeah, I have a 작업실.
You have a studio.
Yeah, I have a studio.
But you didn't work in the studio. You worked at home.
I worked at home.
Interesting.
Yeah. And some, you know, when I had to like really, really go to the studio
sure.
for some other reason,
sure.
sometimes I did a bit of mixing.
Okay,
but
yeah,
anyway,
absolutely.
The equipments are kind of
similar.
Everything
was all set at home.
I took every, you know, instrument and devices from my 작업실 to
You transferred
home.
It to home.
Yeah.
I see.
Then I made it like a home studio. I was kind of interested in those kind of things,
mm-hmm.
you know, working from abroad.
Yeah.
You know, just like some people who
right.
are
Remote working. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
So
what an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to this EP, it's a conceptual EP made from home. There's definitely a different feel collectively to all your songs,
mm-hmm.
much different than your previous singles that
yes.
you've been leading out, and also your albums.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something very special about being made from home that lends itself a unique color.
Uh-huh.
It does sound more sort of deconstructed.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the stories you tell also kind of deal with the concept
the
of home, being at home.
Yeah, just inviting people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to one off of your new EP. Which
yes.
song should we listen to first?
Shall we start with the title song? It's called Be My Guest.
Be My Guest.
Yes.
Sounds good.
It's kind of new.
All right, here's Cho Hyung-woo, and it is Be My Guest from his new EP, Made From Home. That was Be My Guest by Cho Hyung-woo. Fantastic. I was telling him what
you.
My thoughts were about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a different sound.
It's kind of different. Like, I think I did a new try.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I love the sources on
Thank
the song.
You.
There's just something really, I don't know, cute.
It's cute. It's
yeah.
kind of. It's kind of.
Yes. It's cute.
Like, delicate. Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Like,
very intimate. Your
mm-hmm.
voice is very intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Even the rhythm is super dry.
Simple and dry.
Yeah, so it sounds like you are in the room.
Yeah.
Right? And it's being played in the room. It
mm-hmm.
does feel very good move
mm-hmm.
for your concept.
Mm-hmm.
But you said it was something different. And how did this song come about?
I was just thinking about getting through this hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
just living with it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
something like you've broken up with someone.
Yes.
But I'm just getting along.
Yes.
Yeah, just be my guest if you want to come
right.
over. Yeah, whatever you want.
I like, you know, something. Be My Guest has kind of multiple
yes.
meanings. You know, literally it's come, be my guest. But then also we say be my guest as in, 뭐 알아서 해,
yeah.
you know?
Like, 좋을 대로 해. Like,
yeah,
yes,
right. And
yes.
then so I could see a little bit of both,
mm-hmm.
that bittersweet kind
mm-hmm.
of emotion in there.
Mm-hmm.
Very clever.
Oh, thank you.
Really well done.
Shall right. we talk about your...
Sure.
Because I was really, really
You're
curious,
so curious
too.
You're so curious, right?
I was so curious.
Everyone's so
Because
curious.
I was amazed. Like,
yeah.
five tracks.
Yes.
And it's been a long time since Song Hyun Nuna released
It's been a couple years.
Yeah, mini album.
We wanted to do a winter EP and, you know, obviously we wanted to maybe do something Christmassy, but
mm-hmm.
It was just getting too late. We started pretty late.
Yeah.
In about October.
Uh-huh.
So we thought, okay, well, I'm just not going to even think about Christmas.
Uh-huh,
I just
uh-huh.
want... winter, something
yeah.
that we can listen to until the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that we needed to do, I sat down with my CEO,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing, we almost said it at the same time.
Mm.
Well, I don't care what we do with this EP, but we gotta call Jung Seok-won.
Oh, yes.
Jinx.
Oh, of course. But, I see.
Yes,
like,
we were all thinking about doing a reunion with him.
You worked with 정성원 선생님 a lot.
Yes.
Like, of but course, I think, 꿈에 and like 미장원에서 yes. and like.
But I think the last time I worked with him was for my 8th album. That was already in 2012, so it's almost 10 years since we've worked together. We've done stuff for TV shows in the meantime. But this is the first time. Yeah, it's been a very, very long time. So it's a big reunion for us.
Wow, I see. And people must have been waiting so long.
Yeah, I think people. Well, yeah, first of all, people are very curious of the combination of me and Jung Seok-won. But it's Seok-won Oppa had a little bit of a hard time because he knew that there was going to be a lot of pressure, performance pressure. You know, he is of course the producer of my 4th album and wrote a lot of the songs on there. 꿈에, 생활의 발견, 미장원에서, and Song for Me is the last one that we did together.
Song for Me.
I've been on his album as well, 공유로비's 7th album as well, and the list goes on. I mean, you know, there's so many wonderful songs that he gave me. 그러지 마세요 is a personal favorite as well. Plastic Flower, Havisham's Waltz. Yes. I mean, the list goes on.
People's gonna go like, "Oh, 이 조합 찬성합니다. We agree.
We really like this combo." It's true. And most of my signature songs, I think about 60% of them, fan favorites, are all produced by Jung Seok-won. So, yeah, and so we thought, let's do it. Let's have a reunion. And then we said, let's just 부담 갖지 말고, let's like not buckle into the pressure. This is a special, like yours, conceptual EP, and we wanted to do season. So let's just get into the season, get into the mood. And he just wrote something, his arrangement was perfect because it was just a little, there's a little touch of Christmas.
It's beautiful,
so it could be played during Christmas time, but it's not really about Christmas. So you can listen to it in February.
Yeah, I really loved it that it was released on like late winter, like January.
Yes, it's late winter. I almost actually called it 한겨울, the EP. I wanted to call it like midwinter or late winter. But we decided to just name the EP the name of our title track, which is 다시 겨울이야.
Yes, 다시 겨울이야.
Yeah, so let's listen. It's 다시 겨울이야 or Another Winter by me, 박정현. That was 다시 겨울이야 by me. Another Winter is the English title.
I see. It's
English
beautiful.
Title was brilliant. My husband actually came up with that. We kept going back and forth. Winter again. It just sounded so boring, but Another Winter, beautiful.
Another Winter is beautiful.
You know, 역시, you know, English professors, they're going to know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's the voice and like the string.
Oh, yeah. The strings really became kind of a main character in this song. We were not planning to do real strings because, you know, these days the music industry has really become economical. And also with the advent of fantastic technology, we were thinking there's no need to do real strings. MIDI strings sound amazing. And also MIDI string arrangers, if you find a really good arranger, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So we found a fantastic young arranger. He's trending. And asked him for an arrangement, but it was too good. His arrangement was too good.
I see.
So good that we're like, okay, let's just go get some strings on there. So we did. We were really lucky. It was really hard to get those strings
there.
But yeah.
I think that gives the song the whole character.
It really does.
Because it's not too much and like it's just sleek. It's just wow.
It's beautiful because it's a triple meter. You know, it's like it's got a swing beat, a 6/8 time, right?
I see. Yes,
so it's just like this dun 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 dun. And so, yeah, with the strings kind of playing along with that, really really made the song. Wow. I was very shocked.
There's something about the real, like, orchestra strings.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, like, play for my friends the difference. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people would tell the difference mm-hmm. or not. Mm-hmm. You and I definitely were like, oh!
Yeah.
But for us, it was definitely, and, you know, because we hadn't worked with Seokwon Oppa in a while, mm-hmm. we thought, oh, let's not try and, you know, be stingy.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, let's go back to listen to another one from Made from Home.
Oh, shall we?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's do something light.
Okay.
There's like we have been talking about our album making processes a lot.
Right.
You know, because mm-hmm. we meet every week.
Right.
And I was like, almost like crying.
Yes.
To like Jeongyeon.
Just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You.
My deadline is like.
You had a deadline, but you only had four tracks.
And I was like.
So for an EP, to be considered an extra, an EP or an extended play mm-hmm. and not a single, mm-hmm. has to have over 3 tracks. But
yeah.
Generally. Rule of thumb, us mm-hmm. musicians, we like to do about 5 tracks
for an EP.
Yes. Even if one is an instrumental, mm-hmm, we mm-hmm. like to have 1 through 5.
Yeah.
It feels like half an album.
It feels right.
It
feels right somehow.
And you were writing and you had 4 songs mm-hmm. and then the deadline was coming up. Now, listeners, we are given deadlines by music streaming sites.
Mm-hmm.
We have to submit our masters by a certain date for a certain day release.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is literally, if you don't meet this deadline, it's breach of contract.
Right? There's like a big problem.
It's a big problem. You don't want to burn bridges.
You really don't want to
with music streaming sites. So our music distributor gives us a date and we have to meet that deadline.
Yes.
I sang every song, one song a day.
Yeah,
Christmas,
you did, actually.
The day after Christmas, all the way through the 31st mm-hmm. to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that deadline.
Yes, because of the deadline.
And you were short a track. You wanted one more, but you didn't have any more.
I didn't have any more.
And you were just super depressed.
Luna, shall I just go with 4 tracks?
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. And I almost decided that, okay, then I'll just, you know,
go with 4. You just pretty much decided to give up.
Yeah, yeah. And I went to the studio after the radio show, OFD mm-hmm. show. And mm-hmm. then I went to 작업실. I gave up everything.
Yeah.
I was just playing around.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make something stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be on the album. And something actually came
and
out.
And something actually came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it did.
In like the night before, literally almost like the day before you had to submit it.
Yeah, so just before like mixing and mastering process, I had like 2 days.
Oh my
goodness. Yeah, and during this, so one night I wrote it, mm-hmm. and the next day I recorded it.
Oh my goodness,
and then
mixing
and mastering,
and then bam!
Yeah.
That
and the very
amazing.
Next week, I came to OFD and like, I told everybody.
Yes,
that
you were talking about it.
I managed to write one more song.
You threw it in there. You busted mm-hmm. it out. And which song was that?
And the song is called Nolowa.
Ah.
It's the 3rd track.
Okay.
You know, the reggae rhythm song.
I was so shocked. Like,
yeah.
Hyung was doing a reggae beat?
Yeah.
It was very just creative. Like, just so
crazy.
You said that you're just kind of playing around.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh.
I just downloaded some kind of kitchen foley sound. And then I put it like, I was trying to make some kind of beat.
Kitchen foley
using the
sound?
Like fork dropping sound.
That's
and like
hilarious.
Microwave sound. And like, you know, this kitchen timer thing and everything.
Yeah,
and
kitchen foley. If you know what a foley artist does, they add sound effects to TVs, movies, whatever.
Yeah,
sound effects, period.
Yeah, sound effects.
Right? So you hear like something dropping. They have to have to record that sound separately for movies, but you found
like
a kitchen kit.
Yeah.
So forks dropping,
uh-huh.
and the microwave door slamming shut.
Yeah, something like Pink Floyd, you know. Like,
yes, exactly.
Yeah,
like Money.
Thing. Yeah,
sure.
Money thing.
Absolutely. So
it
that's kind of
really
where it came. And how appropriate, Nolowa, you were playing around,
mm-hmm.
and you came up with this song.
Mm-hmm.
It's
almost
fantastic.
Like thinking about inviting friends, cook something for them, something like that.
And also perfect with the Made from Home concept.
Yeah, just like
you know,
concept.
Let's hang out at home, I'll cook for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you just, all of a sudden, even lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not thinking like double thinking, I'm just writing
just
it.
Just do it,
like,
just doing it. No second guessing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It just
and
came
this
out.
Is what came out.
Yeah.
The spurt of inspiration and also very, very unique, something we haven't heard from Hyungwoo before.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Nolowa or Come Over. Let's listen.
요즘 같은 때에 어디를 갈 거야? 조촐하게 우리 집을 열어줄게.
We just heard Nolomar come over by Jo Hyung.
The cooking's finished.
Our PD is saying, this album, why is it so cute?
Like, is it?
There's this quirky
and
kitschy.
Yes, kitschy.
A little bit. Bizarre-y, yeah. Right. And, but it's really, it's sweet and it's endearing.
Mm.
And in that sense, it's also actually, I think, very cleverly done, very modern feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you explained it, it explains so much to me. It was hard to hear the sounds on my phone, but I heard the little microwave beep, beep, beep.
The door's closing.
And then at the very end, when you hear that timer go
off,
you're like, ah, your food is ready. That's fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
It was interesting.
We're talking about 새 앨범. We just decided to go with it. Honestly, Hyungwoo and I, we did not have any influence. We didn't pay anybody for this to be our keyword. But our OFD staff generously allowed us to be able to take
I really hope that our listeners would understand it and be happy to talk about our new album.
I think they love getting a little bit of the background.
Yes.
You know, and absolutely.
Jonghyun's new album, of course. And, you know,
there was a title that you were interested in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I thought that this song's title is just beautiful.
Yeah.
And the song is called Let's Be a Family.
Yeah.
I thought that this
so cute,
is the
right?
perfect
proposal
line.
Song?
Yeah, for proposal.
It's so true, right? It's
wow. It's Let's Be a Family.
So creative. It's not like, you know, oh, let's get happily ever after.
Yeah.
Let's have our happy ending. Yeah. No, it's Let's Be a Family.
Yeah, it's something and, more humorous and not like would you marry me.
Yeah,
of course it's
just,
a beautiful
it's so cute
sentence
yeah, absolutely.
Too but
and so Let's Be a Family is actually written by our former OFD family member An Shin-hye the Barberettes.
The Barberettes.
And the story goes ever since the Barberettes were part of OFD.
Mm-hmm.
We had a segment called Barberettes Cassettes and they came every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And from doing that segment together, I got to know a little bit more of Shin-hye's story, her sentimentality, her music knowledge, and her music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so impressed by her.
Oh, yes.
And I always wanted to sort of, all right, maybe, you know, when we have, maybe we can have a hui-shik, you know, maybe we can go grab some dinner all together. I'll ask for her number. And I always wanted to get close to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day work with the Barberettes.
Oh, yes.
But then they suddenly quit.
I see.
And we didn't get to
I
share
see.
A meal. No hishi.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get their number and I just totally missed my chance.
Mm.
And then she moved to Jeju Island.
I see. Didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Up and moved to Jeju Island.
I see.
Still, so like I was like,
style.
Oh
yes.
Man, I missed my chance. Oh. I really wanted to work with her one day. And then all of a sudden she's starting to become sort of like, you know, one of the A-lister composers.
Ah.
You know, she's very, very in high demand.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, I thought of it first. I have to ask her for it. So I just asked my CEO, my company CEO, to give her a call.
Uh-huh.
And he found her number and he called her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What? Not, no context.
Mm-hmm.
She, what?
Like, Jonghyun only? Like,
Park Jonghyun? Wait, Park Jonghyun? I mean, she was so, it was
the
so out of
Park
the blue.
Park Jonghyun, you're talking
and
about?
And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then so later on, of course,
oh
while
my
we were,
God.
When the song was almost finished,
wow.
I was like, I explained to her, I confessed, I've always wanted to somehow work with you,
oh.
and I just really wanted you to be part of the album. And this is a song that she said that she had been saving for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, she had already written it, she had already had the lyrics, and she was like, I would not give this to anybody. She was just really saving it. 아끼는 노래.
I see.
But because it was me, she let me listen to the demo.
Wow.
And it's fantastic.
Wow.
And just like Strings in Dashi Kyoria, this song was not complete until Shin-hye actually, she was so generous, she actually did a lot of the background vocals. She added upgraded her voice.
I see.
And changed the song.
Wow.
And it's really fun.
Wow, I really cannot wait.
This is sort of the fun, light, energetic, and you can see definitely Anshina's sort of
the energy.
Her energy and her spirit is
touch
in there.
And,
I just hope I did a good job kind of expressing her song. But super cute, wonderful lyrics.
Wow.
So let's take a listen. Here's Let's Be a Family from my new winter EP. We just heard Let's Be a Family.
Oh,
I love it. Brand new way to propose. And you know, I love this song because it could be, I thought that it'd be a fantastic kind of a wedding song.
Yeah.
Chukka song.
Yes.
But it doesn't have to be romantic too, right? It could just all be
light
about.
And
yeah, very light. Something that
happy.
I think will be really fantastic in a concert setting as well.
Oh, yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes. So, I really cannot wait to listen to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
this
we
song,
actually,
live.
We did a lot of different kind of arrangements. We tried out this and that.
Mm.
Sheena's original demo is actually, I think, 10 slower tempo. I think this is 99, but I think her original was 89 BPM.
I see.
So it's almost a ballad. Let's be a family. Like it was very, but you know, my staff was thinking, you know what? It's such a happy and celebratory kind of lyric.
Yeah.
So they wanted to really bring it up.
Yes, yes.
It was hard singing it faster. But anyhow, I actually told them, slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
It went up to 101. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let's do 99.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's
find a good medium.
I see. Wow. I already love this album. Because track two and suddenly this song came out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Wow.
After that serious winter song, and you get this, and Sheena, she's fantastic.
Wow.
You can hear her all over the place. She just all she has to do is
ooh,
and you're like, oh yeah, that's actually
true.
Alrighty. Now we're gonna go back to Hyungwoo's album, Made from Home, and personally, I had a personal favorite. Although I loved everything because it was creative.
Yes, yes.
I really loved how your intro fit into, segued into the second.
It's connected. Thank you.
And your intro is definitely something as a musician that I can relate to as, you know, we've all done this. We've all sat at home in front of the keyboard or with a guitar thinking, I'm going to just write some songs.
It's been a while. Mm-hmm.
And this is something that every musician we think of when we start writing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to write about what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of start that and then we go into our song, and you showed that kind of process.
Yes.
But I think that my personal favorite had to be the finale of the album.
Oh, that's my favorite too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ilmur.
So I was really, really happy. Yes.
Yes,
it's
yes,
called
yes.
Ilmur. It means sunset. Yes. And I really love that Nuna's favorite too. Because that's my favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the double title.
Yes.
And
did this song come earlier or later?
It came out really fast.
It came out really fast.
Yes, and it came out first, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started making this album, I knew that this is going to be my last track of this album.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is the way it started.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have a demo too. It was written in like last March or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was just playing piano and just
playing around.
Just came out like naturally. The melody line just came out naturally. Mm-hmm. And I named it Ilmul. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
What was your thinking behind the title and the story and the song?
Like autumn and like winter, the sunset was really, really beautiful.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about, you gotta check the sunset out.
Yeah, we really want to go out to Hangang to enjoy it, but we tend to stay home safer.
Very true.
Looking at the sunset.
Yes.
And I wanted to maybe comfort people who had like a tough day, difficult day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want this song to be too depressed.
Yeah.
And then there was some Instagram like I was looking at some Instagram like articles, you know, like of some writer.
Okay.
Yeah, and then this guy's like writing like sentence really kind of hit me.
Oh.
And he wrote some sentences like 지치는 건 내가 할게.
Oh,
I'll do
beautiful.
All the tiring.
I'll do all the being tired stuff.
Yeah, being tired stuff. And I really loved it.
Yeah, I
thought that maybe this is the feeling that I want to express in this song.
In this song.
And I asked this person, can I like borrow your line?
Oh.
Because I wanted to get the permission.
Yeah.
Yeah, without just copying it. Because,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And this
so you got permission.
Allowed it.
That's fantastic.
And this song came out. It's an interesting story.
I love that story.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Oh, you said all the instrumentations were done by you as well?
It was all done by me. Yeah, it was played by me. Mm-hmm. All the like chorus editing and like piano was played by me.
How do you mix and master? Did you find like a special software to help you, or did you just pick it up?
Yeah, the softwares are really, really good, and I think I have been studying.
Yeah,
with the ears from
over the ears.
Yeah,
when your ears at Mystic. I know you're very close friends with engineers.
Yes, I always ask like hyungdae, like engineers.
So just
like
knowledge you picked up here and there, and you just decided to kind of give it a go.
Yeah, and somehow now I can manage myself mixing and mastering my own music. I know that it's not perfect, but at least it came out.
But this is kind of your first real attempt to do this all by yourself.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I'm kind of, you know, satisfied with this product that I made.
Absolutely.
It's all handmade, it feels
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely, yeah, it is. It's handmade. Right? It's 수제.
Suje. Not going to the professional factory or
homemade.
Studio.
And it really, these days, you know, the music industry, there's no right way or wrong way to do anything anymore. And so that's why I really like the concept of your album. I love the concept and the process you decided to take here, because I think it really challenges what we think of as a professional, official album, et cetera, et cetera. So I love it. And here is my personal favorite and Hyungwoo's personal favorite, the finale of the EP. It's 일몰 or Sunset. 같은 하루의 끝 태양은 멀어져 We just heard Cho Hyung-woo with 일몰 or Sunset.
I like this song.
I totally nailed it. I was like,
Thank you.
I hear a little bit of this, and then apparently it was actually a good influence on you. But also, I wanted to really compliment your piano playing.
Because
when I listened to this, I was like, hey, I thought he did everything himself, but it looks like he called in a professional pianist. No, it was
I played
all
it
you?
Myself. Yes.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, just one play, and then like accidentally came out really, really well. I did a bit of editing.
Yeah,
and like even the vocal, I sang
it accidentally. Came out really
well. Oh my god! Oh, it feels
so
really
funny.
Good. Please, like. And it came out really, really well. And then even the vocal.
Oh, man, I'm editing. I'm punching every other chord when I play my piano. I just punch. I'm a puncher.
I see. But still.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, even the vocal, I didn't re-record it. It was just like a guide.
Really?
But there was something strange. I tried to sing it again.
Yeah.
Even I got the lyrics wrong in some...
In some parts.
Some parts.
But it just wasn't as good.
Yeah.
So you kept
it. I didn't change anything. Because I tried to sing it again, but it didn't come out better.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes that first one where you just, you don't think about it, and you sing it. That's it. That's the one.
Yeah, it's a bit of editing.
So frustrating when that happens. There is a part in when I was recording Let's Be a Family. This is how bad it is sometimes, your mental state when you're recording. I was in the recording studio. And Sheena has a very wide range, much wider than mine. So actually, it's
wider than you? Now?
I guess so, because it's very low for me and then very high. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to sing this song. So I'm just like, 모습과, and then it never comes out with the music. Okay, we'll go again. The music is going and I'm like, sorry. But then when the music's off,
yes.
And I'm just going, it comes out fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? But then you turn the music on and I can't do it. Turn the music off, I can do it.
Wow.
Turn the music off.
Now I know crazy. That happens to Jeongyeon Nuna too, because that happens to everyone,
right?
Yes.
I'm like, how come if I just hum it, it's fine.
Yeah.
But then when the music's on and I'm on the beat, something happens and I can't.
Yeah.
So it was tough.
So
I totally know how you feel. Fantastic EP. Congratulations
thank you very much.
I hope that a lot of people check it out and put it on their permanent playlist. Lots of different things there was a beautiful guitar song in there listen to. So listeners, definitely check it out.
I think we'll have more opportunity to introduce it. And now it's time to go back to your album too.
Yeah, we got one more song of the day, so we'll play one more from mine. And this song is called...
And it was written by you.
Yes.
Yeah.
The song is called Winter's Heart.
Wow.
And I wrote this for the EP specifically had the concept. And yeah, I'm trying to sleep and I'm like, oh, I wanted to write a winter song that wasn't about love or romance. Because doing OFD for 4 years, you and I doing musical prescription, whenever we look up a winter prescription song, it's all I miss you.
Yeah.
You and I together that winter. Last Christmas I gave you my heart. All I want for Christmas is you. I mean, it's so all many. Winter, it's all sad songs. And it's all, I'm lonely, and I miss you, or I remember you.
Remembering you.
Yes. And so I wanted to write a song that had nothing to do with a you. No 그대. You. No former love. No love. Current love.
No future love.
Significant other.
I see.
Just me. But it took a long time because... Did you ever try writing lyrics and then you have 금지 words? I'm not allowed to use the word you.
You.
그대, 당신.
Oh, I have never
nothing.
Done it.
It's hard.
I see.
Now I understand why when people write winter songs, why it's always about longing and missing you. Because it's just easy. The vocabulary is all there.
Yes. That's very interesting. That's a big challenge.
We have a you in Dashi Kyoria. It was beautiful, but I wanted it. That was my goal, to make a winter song that wasn't about romance. And it's actually based on something that happened to me. It's in English. And it was a Christmas Eve party I had, and then everybody went home, and then I felt like, oh, now I got to do the dishes, and now I'm all alone, but it's Christmas Day, and I thought, oh, I guess this is sort of depressing, huh? Christmas all alone.
I see.
But it wasn't depressing. It just felt really good. It was just one of the first times where I was all alone in wintertime and not feeling lonely, and I kind of wrote about that and went from there, and... lyrics are sort of, it's not really a story. It's just describing a feeling.
I see.
Now, this same song, we decided to have a Korean version. And we sent it out to a bunch of lyricists.
Yes.
And this one lyricist, she really liked the song. She gave us 10 different versions.
Wow.
She wrote 10 different versions.
Wow.
And 9 of them were about love.
I see.
I miss you. I love you. You know, winter love, cowers. Seriously. Then there was just one. Just one that was not about love. And it was almost exactly about the same thing as my English version. So we included those. They're two separate songs, same melody. Different lyrics. And so you guys can check out, I think we checked it out earlier in the week. Geol Halil is the Korean but the thing is, not a version, it's the Korean language version of this song, but these two songs were written independently of each other. I didn't tell them to write this kind of story, but it came up. It just happened.
So, it's fantastic. You know, maybe this writer got inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listening to the
Probably. Maybe from my demo, the song. I did write in my demo, like, I'm all alone, but it's fantastic. And it's cold, but I'm not cold. And
I see.
And I think, yeah, she got inspired.
Wow.
And so there's two different versions, one in Korean, one in English. And we're going to end today's segment with the English version of this song. And it is called Winter's Heart.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and I got to work for the first time with Hong Seo-jin, fantastic arranger.
Yes.
And I wanted her to give me a little jazzy, something about winter. You want something intimate.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to do some jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know jazz chords, so when I was making the demo, I was like on YouTube trying to learn 11 chords.
I see, the 11th chord.
And then Wikipedia, I'm like, what's an augmented seven? to write this song, because I wanted jazz this too. Jazzy.
I see.
But yeah, our arranger, she was like, don't worry, I'll take it from here. She made it so expensive sounding.
I see.
So very happy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me
all these little background, behind the scenes.
Ideas.
Seriously, only here, folks. And I think your fans and my fans are so excited about this segment
where we go
really in depth.
Mm-hmm.
No interview anywhere else is going to let us go this in depth.
Yeah, about the album.
So I think our fans are going to be transcribing
podcast. I really hope so.
Thank you so much for sharing your stories and your music.
Thank you, Nuna. I listen to all of your music on the way home.
Yeah, thank you.
I love it.
Thank you very much. Alrighty. Well, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, see you next week, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Taking us out, here is one from my new winter EP. It's called Winter's Heart. We just heard Winter's Heart off of my latest release, bringing us to the end of today's One Fine Day. That's going to wrap us up for the week as well, but I do hope to see you back here on Monday. For now, let me say goodbye with a song from Billy Acoustic, 보통의 겨울, or One Ordinary Winter, taking us out. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend.
반가운 인사에 모두 고개를 돌려 넌 여전히 그대로